Test 81, Section 3, Question 6. With this one, we're looking to resolve the discrepancy or explain kind of the weird thing. And it says the construction of new apartments in Brewsterville increased the supply of available housing there. Normally, increasing supply of housing leads to lower rents for existing ones, but in Brewsterville, rents for existing apartments rose. So we increased the construction of new of housing. So we built some more apartments, increased the supply of housing, but it made the price of the, well, or at the same time, the existing apartments rose. So we need some reason why this broke the normal pattern of increasing supply would lower rents. Now, one of the things I could think of is maybe the demand is going so fast that it doesn't matter. So a fewer new apartments were constructed than originally planned. It doesn't really explain why it would drive the price up. The new apartments were much more desirable than the existing ones. That, if anything, would weaken, it would make this weirder. Then why would the existing ones go up? Rents in some areas close to Brewsterville dropped as a result of construction. Again, it makes it weird for why they didn't go down there. Sizable number of people moved out of the existing while the new apartments were being constructed. Well, that would mean that theoretically your demand went down. The new apartments were constructed at the outset of a trend of increasing numbers of people seeking residence in Brewsterville. So that could explain it, because it's saying, look, there was a big push for more people there, and so it's not, you really have an increased demand to offset it. It's really that E is the only one that's close, and therefore is the best answer.